Welcome to Guitar Radio Show, the show dedicated to the guitar player, guitar maker, gear builder, and purveyors of such items that you may not know about, but should.
Welcome back to Guitar Radio Show. Today, we're doing something that Rob and I have talked about for a long time, but have we're truly afraid to do.
You should be.
Yeah.
Today, we have invited our better halves to join us on a conversation about. I don't know. There's football widows, so there's guitar widows, you know. So we're going to talk about, we're going to talk to the wives, our spouses, about our collections and our horrible case of gear acquisition syndrome or GAS.
So we need to know the kind of gear, what the gear is.
No. We're going to just talk about the concepts of it all.
Okay.
So, please welcome to the show. We're just going to say, Laura, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's Rob's better half and my better half, Kathy. How are you?
Wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, already the sarcasm. So, when we talked about this, when we initially talked about this, we said, you know, we're always, Rob, you and I are always having this conversation about, you know, hey, I got to lay low this month.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel when we get new gear?
That's a loaded question.
Well, that's what you're here for.
It depends. How much money did he take? How many things came home? How many new boxes are under the bed or in the closet or in my way? You said that, you know, you talked about football widows. I feel like they only deal with this a couple months out of the year. This is like all year long.
All year long, for sure.
You know it's bad when the FedEx guy tells your wife, I think your husband has a problem. I'm delivering here. He did. And I told her, make sure you tell the FedEx guy next time. Mind his business.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
Well, you're the UPS guy.
Oh, it's the UPS.
But you also know there's a problem when things are being shipped to the office so that they don't come home so they can be snuck in when you're not around. Mm. That happens quite often over here.
Yeah, I do that.
You know what's funny is Rob had said a long time ago, because one of his friends had a heart attack trying to sneak a guitar in the house. And he was like, that's not going to be me, so... He's like, I'm just going to tell you, and we're going to have the argument. And it is what it is.
And that's smart. But Mark will, like, sneak it in when I'm at work or not around. And then, like, 3 months later, he'll bring it out like I'm supposed to know it was there. And then I'll look at it like, where did that one come from?
I can't even tell you what he has at this point. Like, I don't even know anymore. I just can't keep track of them. Like, I don't know.
Well, I just
know that they're in my way.
The reason I decided to put everything up on the wall was because of the fact that I would go into a different room, like one of my kids' rooms, and go into a closet and find a case and be like, well, what the hell is that? I don't even know what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd pull it out and I would feel guilty that I wasn't playing it. So I said to Rob, I told Rob, I'm going to put everything up on the wall. So this way I see it and it'll remind me to play it. So this way I won't feel the guilt of not playing it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm still not done hanging everything. I still got stuff in closets.
And one is in transit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they look nice on the, they actually look nice on the wall. I always tell Rob, like, they'll look nice. And sometimes he'll bring one home, but, like, this would look really nice in this room. And I'm like, but then you can't get rid of it if it goes with the room. And he's like, nah, then he doesn't want to put it out. But we're at the point now where I go in the guest, even like the guest room, I go to put away winter coats. I can't open the closet door because it's full of guitars.
Yeah.
That's summer it. Bases.
Okay, sorry. Bass and guitars.
Getting back to that guitar, that friend of yours who was sneaking a guitar into the house. Wasn't it two guitars he was sneaking into the...
It was two guitars. Right. He was sneaking two guitars in the house, had a heart attack
in the driveway. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, sneaking two in at a time is a high risk. Definitely a high risk.
Well, you know, I'll come clean and say, she knows about most of them, but I do my fair share of sneaking. My son was laughing at me the other day because I peeked my head in. When I walked in the door, she was upstairs, but I peeked and looked around like a sneaky guy, and he's looking at me, and I come running in with a case, and he just started laughing. I ran right downstairs and put it in the basement. Came back up, and I'm like,
do I know about that guitar?
I think you do.
Okay.
You know about all of them. You pretty much know about
so,
all.
So, Laura, are you just learning about this one now?
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy, I've snuck big 412 cabinets when she's like, I'll leave it in the garage, and she'll be like, oh, I'm going to go do something. As soon as she goes, I'm dragging it to the basement. One of these days, I'm going to slip and fall down the steps of one of these cabinets.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll be it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of fun, though, to see if I can knock it off.
Well, I think that's the biggest part of your acquisitions is the thrill, and the thrill of not only receiving the guitar, but getting it past us.
Well, it's not even, it, go back even further. It's the concept of the hunt when we hunt for it, you know, whether it be in live and in person, like we go to a guitar show or we go to a shop or a pawn shop or something like that, or, you know, trolling through eBay and Reverb and, you know, Rob knows a whole bunch of other places that I don't even know. Like
and you don't need to share them.
Like, I'll text you, Mark.
Okay, cool. Thank you. No, I mean, like, I stopped thinking about, like, Craigslist. You know what I mean? I don't even think about it. And I don't go there. But I know that there's every once in a while, it's about sifting, you know? It's like panning for gold. And, yep. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
What are your famous last words? I just need this last guitar and then I'll be happy.
I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that, Laura.
Okay, anyways, mom said to me at one point, she's like, he'll never be happy.
Yeah, like, we're getting married. She said that to you at your wedding shower or whatever. She said, he's going to say that to you for the rest of your life, but he's never going to be done. He's never going to be happy. Because, listen, I learned this behavior. I didn't invent
this. This is
it,
true.
You know what I mean?
This
yeah.
is true.
Yeah.
Mark did not learn it. No, he just acquired it somehow.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, there was a point in time where I told Rob this, and he knows. I was a toy collector before mm-hmm. I met my wife, you know.
And we did it together.
This was after my first collection of guitars had gone, right. And I had like maybe 8 guitars left after Teaser. And then I got into a drummer friend of mine, got me into toy collecting, and I got all hooked on that. And then I met Kathy, and I remember the first time I had her over to my place, I had toys out. I was like, okay, I got to get rid of these. I got to hide them. And I went and I hid them all. And then
you left a few.
I left a few out, and I told her about it. And I kind of broke it in, and I told her that I'm kind of getting into this thing now, and I think it's pretty good. It's pretty lucrative, da-da-da-da. And she's like, okay, cool. And she started joining me on it. And we would go on toy runs, we called them, you know. And we would do it like after
Those
dinner.
Those were fun.
They were fun. After dinner, Like we would go, hey, want to hit Toys R Us? That's when Toys R Us was around, KB was around, all of that.
Right.
And we would just jump in the car and we'd go, which one do you want to hit? Let's go to Bayshore. You know, we'd go to Bayshore.
Yeah, but those were fun because I was involved in the hunt and I could look at the toys and I could see all the cool things. I can't play a freaking guitar.
No, you can't, but you could hunt with me.
No.
That's what, see, we can make it a couple's thing.
No. Right. Yeah.
No. I kind of like this point that it
kind of
keeps you busy.
Oh my God. Well, see, that's nice. See, she kind of likes it. It keeps him busy.
That's good for him.
That's good.
That's good for him.
That's good. That's good.
For him.
Oh my God. But, you know, you guys must have hobbies, right?
I do not hoard things like in excess. I feel like my hobbies don't involve me spending money.
Would you say that's true, Rob?
Or meeting shady people in parking lots. obsessions. Like, I don't know. I feel like my hobbies are different.
Oh, Laura, tell us about the pusher.
Oh, what's the pusher? You know. I don't want to say his name on air.
No, don't say his name on air.
I make it. I make jokes about his dealer. I'm like, oh, you're a dealer.
Oh, he's a dealer. That's it. His dealer. Right.
His friend from the store that he shops
at. And this is a guy who just shows up with guitar cases.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes he'll just show up he'll be picking something up or just show up. Yeah. And all of a sudden he'll like Venmo me thousands of dollars. I'm like, what is happening? And you know, Rob keeps messing with me because he loves our dog, and every time he's like, oh, he's always trying to work our dog into the deal, and I'm like, he's like, yeah, come home one day and your dog is gonna be gone.
My dealer loves the dog, and I'm like, she's up for grabs, you know.
No, she's not.
What kind of Les Paul do you have?
She's not up for grabs.
Oh my Lord.
But I mean, he looks like a dealer. He rolls up in a black Mercedes with dreadlocks and brings cases to the door. So she's like, he's like, your deal. And he'll text me like, hey, I got this, or, you know. Right. But I've been dealing with him for a long time.
But my favorite is when he comes to pick something up, and I'll be like, oh, you want to check it? You want to open it? No, I'm good. And I'm just like, wow, there's like this trust there. Like, I don't know what's in this box. It could be cash. It could be drugs. Like, who knows?
Right.
Like,
could be body parts. could be a kidney.
Yeah. It could be body parts. Could be empty. Like, who knows?
Good Lord.
But I feel like for every, like, one guitar that leaves the house, like, there's, like, two coming in.
Yeah, it's like that thing. It's just like a gremlin. It keeps multiplying.
don't get it wet. No, I mean, you know, I started out the year really good where I was like, okay, I have to sell something to buy something. That's what I was doing. And
that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, right.
And that only lasted a little while. And
not even a month.
No, I think I got about 2 months in. And
no, I don't think so.
No?
No.
No.
We can't even make it a week here without you buying, trading, selling. Our garage is filled with boxes of like guitars that got
empty boxes.
Here.
Empty boxes.
Empty boxes.
Yeah.
He's hoarding them for shipping and
transporting. Same here. I have. Yeah. Well, I actually got rid of a few just recently, but I saved the really good ones. You know,
they're all a really good one. Like now, it's like there's not even. It's not just guitars now under the beds in the base. Every room of the house, like there's guitars hidden somewhere. Now it's like boxes of guitars, also taking over the whole garage.
Oh, guitar boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like now, they ship.
Okay. Now, okay. But there aren't guitars in the garage, are there?
No.
Okay.
Too cold.
Yeah, it's too cold. Yeah. So yeah, we were talking about Rob and I were talking about, you know, what I was doing here, and the possibility of him doing that and where you guys are. But there's a chance, you know, you might not stay or whatever. But would you be cool if he did that? If he was to display everything?
I don't think he could display everything. We don't have enough wall space. But certain, like, there's some pretty ones I would like downstairs, like the blue ones or the, like, white ones.
Mm-hmm.
He has this thing for, like, sunburst color guitars. I feel like they're ugly. I don't like the orange colors. He has a lot of orange guitars.
Do you have a lot of orange guitars?
Sunburst.
She considers sunburst orange.
Okay.
So I got a lot of, you know, cherry sunbursts.
Right.
Guitars are really beautiful. and should be displayed, or they're really ugly. There's like no in between.
I would agree with that. There are some there are some that are just like, you look at it and it looks like a work of art, and then there's others is like, what were they thinking?
What's funny about this is she's telling you, oh, I would like him to hang this on the wall or that. I have a beautiful upright base that looks like furniture that would look lovely.
No.
And even her family's like, well, it would look lovely. I'm like, it would look lovely, you know, on the side of the fireplace. Like, it just looks like, she's like, hard no. She's like, that lives in the basement.
So what's wrong with the upright base?
I just don't like it.
It's ugly.
Is it like the classical kind of upright base?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that either.
No?
No.
I have like a really nice modern looking living room. Then it's like he's gonna like bring it back great. 2 decades with that
it
thing.
Look great.
So which guitar, Rob? Do you know which guitars she'd like to have hanging in the house? The blue ones, because you had mentioned blue to me before.
Yeah. So I got that blue modulus flea bass.
Uh huh.
She really likes
that. Well, you're never getting rid of that.
No. No, so we've talked about hanging that one up.
He says that he'll never get rid. She's not attached to any of these guitars.
She like this. She holds it against me. There was this the Kurt Cobain Mustang, you know, in the blue.
Yeah, the baby blue.
Yeah, and yeah. She loved it. She's like, we should hang this up, and I'm like, yeah, we'll get to it. And then I sold it, and she's like, hey, when are we gonna hang it? I'm like, oh yeah, that's gone. She's like, but I love that one. I'm like, yeah. I didn't, so you know, she's like, we could have used it as decoration. I'm like,
he loves all of them until the next one comes along.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing too. For me, it's this, it's, you know, are they serving a purpose for me? You know, like for my ears, for my hands, are they doing what I need them to do? And if they don't, that's when they got to go.
But yet then there's the other ones when they don't. Oh, I got to get these pickups, and I got to put these pickups in, and then this will be the different sound.
Well,
I get the neck.
It does help. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this pedal will make this one sound this way, and this pedal will make this, you know.
That's true. You're right. That's true.
Well, that's right. I tried to explain that there when I bought that amp on the President's Day weekend. Remember, I was bargaining with you. I'm like, listen, I need this setup. And she's like, you don't need. And I'm like, no, because it'll make me sound this. And it's more professional. It's blah, 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 blah. And I wore it down. She's like, I guess you're going to order it. And I'm like, I already did. I was just ordering you up.
Was that the one that you had to go the day after you had foot surgery?
That was the other one.
He drove himself. He was supposed to stay off of his feet and not use his foot, his right foot. And he drove himself to Guitar Center to pick up some stuff. Or what did you say, to return something?
Well, I had to return something and I picked up something else.
What was it, the Aguilar?
No, I got the Aguilar. No, I returned that 5-string Brazilian bass.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I ended up getting a Spectre. I thought I told you.
No.
Oh, I'll send you a picture.
Oh, please do.
Oh.
Yeah. What color is the Spectre?
It's red.
Really?
It's actually really pretty.
Oh, nice. All right, I got to see that. I like Spectre basses. They're great.
You're a bad influence, Bob.
I know. I'm surprised that you're still letting him talk to me.
I do call him your boyfriend. I do still. Is that your boyfriend on the phone? He's like, no, it's Rob.
I think we should have had a therapist come on with us to diagnose him.
Well, you know, she had mentioned this a long time ago. Her friend's husband was way into, was it fishing?
Yeah.
He was into fishing, and the friend's husband was so into fishing that her friend made him go to something called, what was it? It was a hobby. It was extreme hobbyist therapy.
I don't remember the actual name.
Because they said that he was an extreme hobbyist because he took over, like fishing took over his whole life.
Well, it's funny. I work with a guy at the school. He's my education director. He's a fisherman. He is a extreme fisherman. He's got the boat. He's got the several different motors for that boat. He's got the different rods and reels. All of it. So when he talks about it, it's like hearing him talk like we do about guitars.
Yeah, so when he talks about it, do you hear guitars going on in your head? Every time he says fishing pole,
I can relate.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can relate to him. Absolutely. Okay.
I think these addictive disorders are all the same thing. If you just replace like the one word.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same.
Absolutely.
Like, imagine if you guys were talking about women. then like
well, that's what I tell her all the time.
That's what you tell them all the time.
Like, they're not women, they're guitars.
Yeah, exactly.
If they have a monetary value, when I'm done with it, at least we can get money back.
That's a whole lot better than a bunch of blondes.
Right.
Well, he does this, he'll mess with me. He'll start referring to them as, oh, I got the blonde one, I got the... You start talking about them like they're women.
I do that just to make sure she's paying attention.
Ah, okay.
Like, are you listening to me?
Uh-huh. So, I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, what if it were cars? I mean, there are guys who do this with cars.
We've been through that.
You have been through that. Oh, okay.
It was even doing cars and guitar. I'd honest to God rather him deal with guitars because the cars are more frustrating because of the insurance.
Yeah.
Like, he's lazy. He'll just, like, buy a car, throw it on our insurance. He'll be like, a classic car, and I'm paying $1,000 for it. I'm like, hello, get this off my policy, because he'll be like, it's like $250. But then he'll never get the policy. He'll just put on our regular policy, and they're charging us as if we drive this car.
Well, I get exotic insurance eventually.
What car? Like, what car are we talking about? Oh, is this the vet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Corvettes. So.
But they're all gone. All the vets are gone, right?
All the Corvettes are gone.
All the vets are gone. Okay.
You know what it is? Now we have a teenager on the policy who's like completely destroyed the cost of our policy. So I'm just like, no cars. No.
I know. She's don't like, even... you got to wait till he's on his own and this and that. Because I'm like, one day, I'm just going to come home with a Porsche.
And I was like, I will set it on fire. Yeah,
that's what she said. And she'll do it. She's crazy.
Whenever he talks about like, cheating on me, I'm like, I hope you don't. Because like, you'll come home and you'll find your guitars in pieces.
That's what she told me. She's like, if you ever...
I won't say anything.
Step out on me.
You'll just find
you'll come
them.
Home to splinters.
And you'll I'm just, like, yeah, you just... I won't even say a word to you. I'll just destroy your car.
And she's insane. So she'll feel it. She stabbed me once. She's insane.
I did not stab you.
In the shoulder.
It was a butter knife.
It was not. It was a steak knife. It was just a tip, but it was just
you
a
didn't
quick
bleed.
I got to stop.
If you didn't bleed, it doesn't count.
Listen to me. She's lying to you. I bled.
You did not bleed. It was the tip.
You still have a scar? If you bled, you still have a scar. Let's see.
Will you show them your
Let's
scar?
See.
I'm not going to be able to see. Bye.
Yep.
I have a little something There's right no here. Scar. She got me There's right no here.
I, you know I love you, but I think you're full of shit.
No. She's full of shit.
Don't start fighting right a woman holding a knife.
She did this. Quick.
Yeah.
You quit with your finger. Your finger, when you point your finger, when you're yelling, you point. And
here's another question, though. Here's another question. Did you have it coming?
Probably not. I'm a very innocent
nope,
person.
Oh, really?
this was during the wedding planning, so you know.
Oh, that's you know that's tough things. Stuff.
Anger.
That's... Listen, if you felt like I was a threat, you wouldn't have gone through with the wedding.
No, I was worried that you would murder me if I didn't go through with the wedding. You standing on the shoulder. Yeah, I'm gonna marry you.
So you're back to guitars. So
Rob into trouble.
It was a thrill to have Rob come to Texas last year.
And he drove to Texas from New Jersey.
Crazy, but he did it.
He won't get on a plane.
He did it, and he made it here, and we had a great time. And it was such a different experience to be with him and be enabled than it was to be in his presence and be enabled. It's much more powerful.
Keep him in New Jersey, okay, Laura?
Yeah. Well, apparently, I got a lot of credit because I told him he could spend money. Because I'm also like, he doesn't travel. So I'm like, when does he ever travel? Like, this was his...
Right.
He blew, like, a lot of his vacation time to go do this.
And we had a blast. I mean, it was great.
It was a great time.
It was he great. I am going to that show this year, and I'm going without him. It's going to be sad to go without him.
It's going to be cheap.
He's not coming again. But
next year, he's promising me that he's going to come next year. Not this year, but
Are
next
you getting
year.
On a plane?
Look at his face. His eyes are bulging out of his head, folks.
You getting on a plane? Because I don't think you should be...
Possibly.
Getting a whole week traveling.
What was
Maybe
it?
I'll spend 2 weeks traveling.
What was it? A total of 4 days tops? What, right, the whole thing?
Let me think. It was a day from here to Nashville. A day from Nashville down to Dallas.
Right.
You left on a Tuesday, came home on a Monday.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a week. Nice little trip. That's a nice
trip. It was a great trip.
Oh, it was wonderful. We had a blast. I mean, I got that amazing bass. He bought a bass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You bought a Steinberger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the lap steel, too.
And the lap steel, right. And that amp that went with it, right? Was there an amp that went with that?
There was no amps.
See, Laura, okay. That's why he drove. It wasn't about not getting on the plane. It was about how was I going to get my gear back with me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mark was going to take it home to Austin and then
ship it. Yeah, I would have done that for him. Yeah,
I said, no, I got my car.
Yeah, there was talk about doing that with Darren because Darren joined us from California.
Right.
And he was going to purchase something, but he changed his mind.
Yeah, he's the only one that shows restraint.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I can show you restraint.
You mean restrain him?
Yeah.
There's a difference. Okay.
Well, I just have to keep his bank account empty. It's usually how I restrain him.
I have a secret bank account.
I know your password. I can deal with that.
So I changed it.
I choose not to mess with that one.
Oh, goodness.
I have been very good lately. I am trying to figure out what I'm going to sell next.
Because you have one in the banks to buy?
Pardon me?
You have one you're looking to buy?
Well, I have actually, if you were to look at my eBay wish list, my saved.
I know, it's all guitars.
It's all guitars. Okay. And it's all of these things that Rob and I look at and talk about, these chips and things that are going on. So it's I don't have a couple of name brand guitars in there. That's about it.
Babe, but you didn't answer her question.
What was the question? What was the question?
Well, you said that you were looking to figure out what you were going to sell.
Yeah.
To buy something else.
Something else. Yes, yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You have an issue with that?
You know I do.
I mean, if one goes...
Because it's not just one that comes back. It's one that goes, and then one comes back, and then three pedals have to go with it. So it's
that's gear math. That's right.
I think gear math. It's fine as long as you're buying and selling funds itself. I think I get pissed when, like, I'll see a chunk of money from the savings go, I'm like, where is that money?
There's only been a handful of times that I had a float.
And I'll be like, put it back now.
Right.
You can't say that.
No.
You cannot say that.
No. I've been...
It dips a little too much.
I've been bad where I charge myself into oblivion. That's a problem.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, yeah, he's done that.
I've done that, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
And then
and it's really odd because I keep raising my credit limit, which is
not
bizarre.
Anymore. But then he'll sell something, and he'll get really excited to buy something else. He hasn't gotten the money for the thing that he sold yet.
Yeah, that was
a
problem.
And he doesn't get the money that he wanted. So, yeah.
There was a problem with my Reverb account. They were taking an inordinate amount of time to pay me. They said it was cleared, right? They said the payment cleared from the person that bought the item from me.
Right.
And they said, okay to ship. So I thought, okay, cool. The money's already in the account. So I went ahead and shipped the item. And then I went and I looked and the money wasn't there. So I went into my, behind the house in the app. And I saw that they showed a date of when it was going to clear. So I was negative.
In the hole.
I was negative. I was upside down.
In the hole.
I was upside down. So that was a problem. But we, that rectified itself eventually.
The payouts come.
Well, you keep doing deals. He's doing credit deals on his Guitar Center card that went from.
No.
And he gets mad at me that I don't pay off the card. And I'm like, well, every time I pay off the card, you use it again. So why don't I just leave it maxed out so that you can't use it?
Exactly.
Because it's a lot. That's bad logic. To pay off. Well, it went from like a couple $1,000s to like several $1,000s. It just keeps going up.
You call it bad logic, Rob, but it's called wife math.
There's gear math and there's wife math. That's
exactly.
Interesting. That's
exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, ultimately, though, it's fun for us. It's really very satisfying. It creates a bond, certainly between Rob and myself and Darren, even though he's not married. But isn't it? Aren't you happy for us?
You want me to say yes? I could see it in your face.
Laura, aren't you happy for us?
I'm happy that you found a friend in Rob and, well, excuse me, your boyfriend, Rob and Darren. I'm truly happy for you for that. The cost of these friends, though, is what I'm not so happy about.
Okay, but let me paint you another scenario.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What if Rob... Say Rob lived in the neighborhood and Darren lived in the neighborhood.
That would be so much worse.
That would be worse, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine the band. It would be amazing. But then imagine we weren't in a band and we just went out drinking and carousing and got into trouble. And
well, you don't drink, so don't worry about that.
But what if we did? I mean, what if it was that situation? That wouldn't be very favorable either, would it?
No.
But you guys know this is the same thing, except it's guitar.
They're not.
It's like the same thing.
How is it the same thing? That's what I want to know. That's curious.
It's the addiction.
No.
But it is. It's the excessiveness. It's the...
But if you're going out getting hammered, you're wasting money, right? Because you can't recoup that. If I go out and buy 3 guitars, I can sell 3 guitars. You know what I mean? I can get something back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to the casino and blowing, you know, $1,000 and losing it.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, I'm blowing $1,000. It's like having an investment.
You know what?
Yeah, there you go.
What I can't wait for? Mm. I can't wait for when he's older and we're in like a nursing home and they have to keep a little closet for him for his guitar collection. And then he thinks that he's trading guitars with people and it's just going to be the same ones over and over again because he's going to be like so
senile.
Out.
He'll be senile.
Yeah, like we'll have pre-printed little Craigslist ads, like old-fashioned ads going just to mess with him to keep him going.
She's
like,
got a plan.
He's trading guitars with people.
I kind of like her thinking.
Just remember, like I was getting back to that whole thing about us drinking and stuff. I'm going to come back to that, but what you said about the old folks home. But about the drinking and everything else, you know, somebody once told me, you don't buy beer, you rent it.
Not for anything, but you kind of rent a lot of these.
Well,
you get long-term leases,
you know,
so you're
what?
Renting them.
And you know what? It's kind of a good thing because a lot of times we turn around and we sell the gear at a profit. It's rare that we take a bath on any of the gear.
But selling a guitar at a profit is having money left over in the account. What you're doing is you're buying things to bank them for a little while to sell them to buy something else, and the prices have changed.
Well, we're stepping up.
Not all the time.
Sometimes we're stepping up. I think we're stepping up as
far
as the gear.
But you guys aren't like making a profit and saving it. You're making a profit to buy more stuff.
Yeah.
That's how investments work.
That's gear math.
That's the gear math.
We have a yacht, but instead we have, like, what do you have, 80 guitars?
What are we going to do with the 80? Sure.
I'm kidding. I don't know the number.
So anyway, what are we going to do with the yacht?
You can't play a yacht, right? So this is a good question. So how many guitars do you think I own?
You probably own about 40.
Okay. I don't own 40.
More than that?
No, less than that.
Counting the ones in transit and the ones
at your
office.
Yes, counting the one in transit.
And the ones at the office.
And there's only one in the office right now. Yeah.
So how far off am I then?
You're off by 10.
Only 30?
Only 30. Only 30.
Oh, man, I'm not answering this question. You should hear what my wife just said.
What'd she say?
This was her question at my bridal shower. And I got it wrong because he snuck some in that I didn't know about. I would guess like 75 to 80, but you're saying it's more than that. Mm. I thought you got rid of all the quantity to get better quality.
No, I got rid of the quantity of amplifiers. I had like 30 amplifiers.
He had an amp wall.
Yeah. There was a point where I had a lot of amps as well. And then I fell in love with this one kind. And then I said, okay, let me get rid of these other ones. But no, you're counting. I see you counting. Looking in the camera.
She's gonna get pen and pencil and she's gonna start inventorying them.
Yeah.
She just said when you were answering your question, he goes, Tell him what you said.
I said, wow, he's not in it as deep as you are.
Yeah, she said he's not into this as much as you are.
But the, you know, but back
I've
in
never had 40. Like they
I had 40 when you. I had 40.
Yeah, like I don't think the number has been under 60 since we've met.
Probably not.
That's the line of this episode. I had 40 when I had 40. That's the line right there.
But you need to to That's remember the quote. Before, he did learn this behavior, so he inherited some of this.
Well, he got it from his dad.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my dad.
He's now passing it on to his son, who is 18, and I see three in his room.
Oh, there's three now?
He has three in there.
He has three. Yeah.
He's got the Jaguar bass.
There might be one behind the dresser. There might be four.
The Hamer bass.
Oh.
And then he has a Squire Strat that I bought him when he thought he wanted to learn guitar years ago. So
what kind of Hamer bass does he have?
A P bass copy. It's a slammer from
the
early 90s.
Nice.
That was his first bass. I bought him that to see if he was going to take to it.
Right.
And then he wanted the Jaguar bass for his birthday, so I got him that. Nice. Now he's trying to shake me down for, he says, I'm graduating high school. I said, yeah. And he goes, I'd like an American 60s reissue P bass white with a tortoiseshell pickguard. And I'm like,
whoa.
I'm also going to pay for you to go to college, buddy. So.
Well, I'd like you to remember that you have to pay for him to go to college next year spending his tuition money on guitar.
Well, it's funny because when he told me about the side job that he was doing today, he did tell me that, that was college money. He did say that. I have the text to prove it.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but that'll start off as college money. They'll be like, ooh, I don't know him. crap, and he'll just spend it.
No, I got
gig money. Whenever that kid, anytime he has a fight with his son, anytime, this poor kid, he'll be having a bad day, and Rob will be like, I'm paying for your college.
Well, no. I don't say it like
that. Over his head.
I say it like this.
I'm getting a Porsche, and I'm selling your car, and I'm paying for your college. This poor kid's crying, and I'm just like, why'd you say that?
Oh, my God.
And he'll be like, I'm giving up on life. I'm not going. I'm like, he's paying for college. Stop.
Well, I say you can't go and fool around. I want you, if I got to pay this money, make sure that you, are going to do college as good as. See, he's an excellent student and everything. So, right.
You also see something else you want. And you're like, how do I start a fight with this kid?
No, that's not the case. And then he pisses me off. I bought the car. So I'm like, oh, you have no car. I just sell my car.
Well, in your head, in his head, doing guitar math, he's like, oh, I could get a this and that and two pedals.
I'm going to ask mine. What would you say is an acceptable amount of guitars for a collector to have?
You have two arms that can hold one guitar, so you can have two.
I don't understand that math. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I have two arms to hold to play one. Okay. So I can have two.
Yeah. So you can switch it. Or I'll give you three so you can have a bass too. So you have acoustic, an electric, and a bass. You're good. Okay. You don't need more than that. And you want to know why you don't need more than that?
Why?
Because of the number of pedals that you have to change the sound of the one guitar.
Yeah, I would be a little more open to maybe 10 or a dozen. Because that's a collection. What you have is not a collection. What you have is a store.
Yeah, okay.
Darren saw a photo of the room, how it is now. Right. And he said, looks like Guitar Center. Because I have all the brands together, that's why, I think. If I was to mix it up, it probably wouldn't look like that.
You just need little price tags to go on.
Yeah, I got to do little hangers. Yeah, that would be cool.
I always tell him to keep a list. I'm like, which I know he doesn't update. I'm like, keep a list of these guitars and tell me how much you paid for them and tell me how much they're worth in case you die.
I've said the same thing.
Because I'm just going to have somebody come in and take them all.
Right. I've said the same thing. This way I can get some cash for them when you're gone. I don't want them all.
I don't need to see the list. Well, I don't need to see it. Just leave a note for me in case you die.
I told her to contact you, Rob.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they're
doing. God forbid one of the two of you together.
What?
God forbid one of the two of you together. What are me and Laura supposed to do?
Could you imagine? You and I both died together.
They're going to be at a guitar show and they're going to take the two of you, hold you hostage, and try to get us to trade guitars for you.
Nah.
And we'll give them up.
It'll be like that scene in Willy Wonka when they're like, you hear what they're saying, man. They want your box of, Wonka bars or it's your husband's life. And she's like, I need to think about it.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Oh my God. Well, do you have any questions you want to bring up, Rob?
Oh, no. You've hit, you've, You've done good.
Have I?
You've done good.
Have I? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Too good?
Very good. Very good.
That was so De Niro. Very good. Very good.
I'm thinking Rob might be hiding later on to avoid some trouble later.
Well, you know what happened? She caught on to the trick of where I was just buying all like black guitars and just saying, she was like, "What's that?" I'm like, "It's the black one. You've seen it many times." Mm-hmm. She's like, "Oh," and then I get another black one. So I gave up years ago on that. She pays more attention than I think she does to what goes in and out. Mm-hmm. But
you know what it is for me? I got clutter anxiety. I just don't want to see all the clutter.
She's like that lady that tells you to throw everything out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Marie Kondo him. I'm like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he'll keep everything. He kept his power wheels from when he was a kid and it was broken. It was in two pieces.
It was not broken. It was when broken. I was keeping it. It was from like 1983 is my power wheels. And then it ended up, you know, dry rotting, I guess, to plastic, and it broke. And then I threw it out. But she's like, when she first met me, she's like, "Why do you have it?" Like, because it's from 1983.
And I looked it up. You know what it was worth? It was worth nothing.
But to me, it was worth everything.
Oh, yeah, I told his mom, like, I got his mom, like, "Do you have a picture of him riding it?" And I'm like, "Let's put it in the picture frame, throw this thing out." Because he'll keep everything. He keeps everything. And now our daughter is inheriting that because she wants to keep her Doritos bag. And she has sentimental value to, like, trash. Because he's a hoarder. So I think for me, it's as long as it's not everywhere. Because I get like the garage, I open the garage door and I'm like, I need like a paper bag to breathe. Because it's like overwhelming.
In my defense on the garage, there wasn't guitar boxes in the garage when there was a car in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was.
No, there was five on top of the rafters. It's not like now where there's like 37.
What, Rob, why do you need 37 guitar boxes?
So when I sell them on Reverb, I have something to shove them in.
So you're going to sell 37 guitars?
I could. It may happen. So You never know. But also, I feel bad for the recycling guys. Like, I don't want to put 15 of them out in a shot. So, like, I'll put, like, you know, three or four out. Plus, I think that the recycling guys, if they rolled up and seen 15 of them, they'd be like, "We're not taking this."
Yeah, that's true. They would probably not.
I also feel like after he leaves for work, I have to go and put more of them out every week.
Do you do that?
I do.
That's funny.
Because you know, if they didn't come, yeah, because it's like excessive.
I don't believe, did you really do that?
Yeah.
I have to count now.
So she's gotten good at she knows brands and she knows styles, models. So she knows, you know. I mean, she bought me, like, you know, she always asks me every year what I want for Christmas. And I told her what I wanted. And she was like, "I'm not buying you a guitar. I'm just not going to buy you a guitar." I said, "But that's all I want." She said, "Think of something else." Because I'm like, you know, so she kept on asking me and I kept on telling the same thing. I kept on sending her links to the place where she could get it for cheap. And she got it.
Right.
She got a good price. But she came through. She gave it to me. And it's honestly like a desert island guitar. You know?
In 2 years, I want to sell this guitar.
No, I'm not going to sell it. I've never sold any of the guitars you ever gave me.
You came really close. You listed one of them.
I did list it, yes.
Yes. And you came really close.
And then when I changed the neck, I changed my mind.
But then I found out, when I found out, I bitched and moaned about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I changed the neck, and now it's up on the wall. It's up there.
Well, I don't think that you know models that well or anything. You know colors, but you wouldn't know.
I don't think I care to know. I just ask your dealer, like, what's he looking at right now that's in this price range?
Yeah.
But I know, I think I hesitate to buy him too many guitars because I know if I buy it, he'll never get rid of it. And then it's just going to become one of the numbers of ones that never leave.
So you're just going to buy, you got to buy one that you want, though, so that you can have it hung up on the wall.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, if it's ugly, like, some of the ones are ugly, I'm like, I'm not spending money on. Like those are those sunburst ones. I think they're ugly. I'm like, no.
I've not the sunbursts are definitely an acquired taste. Some sunbursts are nicer than others.
Yeah, I'm not a huge sunburst guy either.
No.
I'm more into solid colors and transparents and stuff like that. But you know, to each his own.
Yeah, I got a lot of like natural too, and she doesn't like the natural wood either.
Blondes, I like. I like the blonde color. They're nice.
She likes my blues and
and the whites.
The greens that I had here or there, she
he likes like, purple. He's got a lot of purple.
Do like purple.
Yeah, purples are cool. See, my thing is I'm hoping that the fact that she likes, she not likes, but she knows certain styles and models. After a while, maybe, you know, I can get her to come over to the dark side, you know.
Maybe. I don't think we're ever going to, I can't speak only for me, but I don't think we're ever going to be wanting to go and look at guitars and get excited to buy them.
Is that what you're really looking for me to go shopping with you?
Oh, I'd love that. That would be amazing.
I've done that.
Yeah.
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 That was enough. How many times do I have to do that?
Oh, God, if we can do it, if you and I did it, you know, once a month, I'd be out of my
mind. Once a month?
Oh, it'd be so much fun. Not necessarily purchasing, just going and looking.
You know?
I'm going to make a deal. Every time you buy a guitar, I get a spa day.
That's fine.
A day, a whole day.
Hang on, Laura. Really think this out, because a guitar is really not the same cost as a spa day.
Some of them, well, just add like a $500 expense to every guitar you buy that you have to get me a spa day and then see if it's worth it in your world of profit.
Yep,
guitar
it's man. Done. Deal.
Deal?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm going to be going to the spa like 3 times a week, it sounds like, right now.
Knock your socks off.
She's really the thing that she likes to do for herself is and it's nothing really. I mean, is mani pedis. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that she really likes to do for herself, and she's you know, and I'm totally fine with that. And I think I know how much it costs to do. I think it costs well for a mani pedi it's $60, right?
Okay.
Oh, it's not. It's more. Son of a bitch.
For a mani pedi, it's a little bit more than that. Yeah.
It's a little more?
Yeah, it's $100 for a mani pedi.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How often do I get a mani pedi?
You usually just do the mani, not right. The pedi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The mani pedi, I only do once every few months, right. So.
So it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, I don't know, $1,400 a year.
No, but okay.
Probably. Somewhere in there.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. We don't have to keep track of our hobbies.
I'm trying to see where he's going with this, Laura.
I'm just saying, if $1,400 a year, I think that's good. And that's probably what I just do in pedals.
In pedals, yes.
That seems low.
No, actually I didn't. I've checked my reverb. And I've done the math, and no, I have not done $1,400 in pedals.
Yeah. No, maybe this past year.
Huh?
This past year.
What, you mean 2023?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
No, I'm saying you checked this past year, and you saw you did not do $1,400.
Yeah, I mean, and what I've done so far this year, I don't think I've done that.
I only looked at your selling page. I didn't look at your buying page, so maybe you shouldn't let me look at that.
I won't let you look at the buying page. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Note to selves, let's go look at their buying page. Yeah. After this call.
Yeah.
You know how I like to butter her up. I'll be on Reverb, and I'll be looking, scrolling through, and I'll see something that I like, and I'll look at her and I'll say, would you look at that? Isn't that a pretty color? It's like, you know, I'm like, wow. So nice that it's got this and that. No. She's like, oh.
This is what you do okay. While we're watching TV. We'll be watching TV and I know where you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And you like want my attention for me to like be like, what is it? And lately I'm just like, I'm not engaging this.
Hmm. Well, you know, I think ultimately, you know, ultimately I think deep down inside, you guys are okay with it.
Really?
I do.
You know what?
Deep down inside.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's ultimately, it's not worth fighting with you about it.
Mm.
Because
we're going to do it anyway.
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a lost cause. So why get ourselves all in a tizzy about it?
Right.
We let you know how we feel.
Right.
You have to live with that.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
And yeah, we're pretty good with that.
You taking the pictures of the guitar and how it sold our house?
I sent Mark the picture.
What's that?
Oh, she wanted to know if I ever told you a story about the picture.
Oh, view. The naked picture?
Yes. The naked picture.
Oh, yeah.
He made me take artistic photos of his guitars.
Right.
So I guess that was my acceptance of it. And it actually sold our other house because the people made a joke to us. They referred to our house as the naked house. He had a picture of himself in his guitar room, like
holding a guitar and he's naked.
Yeah.
No, right. No, that was in the foyer then.
It's in the foyer.
It was in the foyer. Yeah, that's what he told me. Yeah.
Now it's in the dining room, but it was in the
foyer. We had the people, you know, the inside cameras when we were out, you know, but we were watching them in the house, and we seen them come in, and they look, and they go, and they're pointing. And when we were sitting down, they're like, it was between your house and another house, and we were like, that guy seems cool with the naked house, so we're going to buy that house. So, like, completely sold the house.
So, I mean, I guess it was profitable to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah.
People walk in now like it's in the dining room, and her friend walked in like, what the hell is that?
Have you ever thought about an OnlyFans account?
Recently, I thought so. I don't know what people pay for. Yeah, I saw the lady from The Sopranos is on there now.
Oh, that's right. She is. I heard about that.
I'm going to draw a line. You're not allowed to do OnlyFans. That's like where I put the line in the sand there. No.
How funny would that be, though? Like, just pictures.
I don't think anybody pay for it.
Well, you know what? Here's the hook, though. Pictures of you just from the neck down, right? Holding guitars, but you're naked. So nobody can see your works, but they see the guitars. I mean, with all the guitars, I mean, that's a perfect, I mean, what a catalog.
Yeah, and if it's going to pay for his addiction, sure.
You could take the photos.
I feel like this would be the beginning of a very dark road that we go down that involves stalking and psychopath. I just feel like this would go down a very dark road. And I don't know how we would come back from that.
I actually would be okay if you wanted to do that to finance your addiction.
Really?
Yeah. I get the change.
What do you mean the change?
Well, you know, you make $500, you buy a guitar for $400, I get $100. I get a commission, you know.
Oh, wait, we get...
Well, hey, I'm good with that.
For being a photographer? Yeah, I'll pay you photography.
So you guys do OnlyFans is like video chatting with creepy people. Right?
No. It's also still pictures,
you're going
too.
Live on a paywall.
No, you're doing still pictures, too. I mean, like, there are people that pay $70 for a picture of feet on that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so could I do my feet?
Why not?
That means feet. I don't care.
you thought about that a long time, Rob. You really put a lot of thought into that.
You know, I was weighing out the screen came up with what option's going to be getting me in less trouble. I'm like, no, it's okay.
All right. Well, I think we've gone to a lot of different places today. Some places we probably shouldn't have gone, but that's okay. It's all right, you know. Ultimately, folks, so what we've learned today is they're not okay with it, but yet at the same time, they're okay with it.
We're not okay with it.
and they're, you know, why, you know, they know that we're going to do this anyway. And it's still better than, you know, doing drugs or drinking or even an OnlyFans account.
Apparently.
Well, no, your wife wants you to do an OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's okay with it. I'm going to see if I can get myself in shape and maybe do this.
That is the funny thing about that picture that I got when mom saw it, like when she came over to our house, like I put it up to be shocking. So like people walking to my mom saw it, right. She goes, you know, if you're going to do that, you should probably be in better shape.
Well, now that you're in better shape, you ask for a redo.
Yeah, now you can do it. Yeah. You should have, that'd be great. A before and after. How cool is that?
Our kids don't have enough to be embarrassed about with us. We're going to add this to the list.
I freaking love that. That's amazing.
Well, make sure when I'm dead, you display that at my funeral.
I am. I'm going to put it right next to the casket. If you die first, I'm guessing I'll die first.
Wow.
Don't die first because I'm going to spend everything we got on guitars.
So, Laura, let me ask you a question. Because Mark has a very specific guitar that needs to be cremated with him.
That one right there that you could see back there.
Why would you cremate a guitar?
Well, that one's going with me. They say you can't take it with you. Bullshit. I'm taking that with me.
Does Rob have such a guitar?
No, he wants them passed down.
Okay.
To the kids.
Yeah, everything else will get, you know, they'll figure out what they're going to do with it all. But that one's going.
I want to bring my dog.
That's fine.
I'm like, when our dog dies, which I know she'll die way before, I'm like, we're going to cremate her and she's going to come with me.
Ah, okay.
You know, many years from now.
Yeah, but no, that guitar is going to get cremated as well as me, and it's going to go with me.
And well, it's already been almost cremated
once. It almost is.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be cremated. I'm saying it here so that all of America can hear it. Don't cremate me.
Okay, you want to be buried?
How much money is in the account when you die?
I want to be in a wall.
You want to be a mausoleum?
Yeah.
So make sure in guitar math world that you do the math to have enough money for me to sell off your collection to get you that.
There is enough for that.
You know, Rob, you could then, in a mausoleum, you really could take a guitar with you then.
I don't know which one I take.
And then your great grandkids can go and dig it up.
Well, you see, I'm worried that I'll get bored with it in the afterlife and want to sell it. So.
Well, you know,
is there a poem? Is there a post-mortem reverb?
Oh, good Lord.
It sounds like it could be a Pixar movie.
I guess you could bury me with the chips in, because then who cares, right? You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good stuff should stay and be used by somebody.
Yeah.
I'll get you a plot for you and your guitar. That's not me. Fine. You and the guitar.
No, that, okay, that hammer's coming with me. I'm sorry. Nobody can have it but me. And the plan is, after that, is that the kids are going to take the ashes and they're going to go on a trip with my ashes and everywhere, all my favorite places. And they're going to have a good time, have fun, go to my favorite restaurants and all these places that I love to go to, and sprinkle a little bit in each place, at each place.
That's so, illegally, yeah.
Illegally, right. So me and the guitar will be on the road again, so to speak.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, the kids will have a really nice time doing that.
They'll have a good time.
Yeah, the kids.
Well, you know. If everything works out the way you said it is, you're going to be old. You're not going to want to do that.
Really?
Well, I don't know. If you go with them, fine, have fun.
Yeah, make it a family.
Yeah, make it a family. We're all together again. You saw the picture of us at the Rage Room, right? You
know, yes. So. That looked awesome.
Yeah. It was fun.
You should take me there if you buy a guitar.
I'd like to tell you I'm taking you there and then lock you in one of those escape rooms and be like, don't let her out until I'm back from guitar center.
Until I get it in the house and hide it. Yeah. That's great. Well, you two, I thank you very much for doing this today.
Yeah, this has been fun.
This is a lot of fun. It was nice to finally meet you. I see you on Facebook all the time, but it's nice to finally meet you and hear your voice. Thank you for doing this, babe.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, at least we didn't do what we originally thought. We're going to buy two guitars live with you sitting here to see your reaction.
We were going to do that.
We're definitely getting stabbed in the eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were going to do that. Yeah.
Probably would have been the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Forever. We have actually, Rob and I actually have purchased pedals on an episode.
Yes.
We have done that.
Live.
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 Yeah.
Live on it.
Do I have to start listening to this podcast?
You already did.
I do not.
Oh, my God.
You got to listen to the ones he's on. He's great.
Do you listen to my podcast?
I did. I went on it.
You went on it. Did you listen to all 42 episodes?
No, listen to my episode because that's frankly the best episode.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, once again, thanks. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Radio Show on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, GuitarRadioShow.com, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Find Guitar Radio Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, if you like the artists you hear on Guitar Radio Show, don't just stream their music, buy it.
GRS Productions.